back in September, we received a report from Brush Country Camouflage Business, where a former employee was allegedly using company accounts and funds and credit cards to pay for their personal bills and personal expenses. Through a very thorough investigation and lengthy investigation, it was finally determined that former employee, Jennifer Key, was found to have used those company credit cards to pay for personal expenses, totaling approximately $26,000 between the time of March 2010 to December of 2011. And then there were several other transactions which totaled, I think using the debit cards or the bank cards, that totaled a little over $13,000 for other expenses as well.
So the total loss being alleged is how much?
It's alleged that it was estimated at $60,000. She has not been charged with the totality of that amount.
She's accused of two different types of crimes?
You use the credit card. That's just the fact that you used it is the credit card abuse. The money is theft.
What kind of transactions and how many of each kind of transactions are alleged to have occurred?
The theft charge is basically an aggregated amount, meaning they took totals and added it together. There were 93 unauthorized bank drafts from one account, and then there were about 33 unauthorized accounts from another bank, and that totaled about $39,000.
And that was after the initial report given to police that the former employer thought that there was an estimated $60,000 taken.
Correct. And then on top of that, she was also charged with several credit card abuse cases that totaled about a couple, more thousand dollars. I mean, there were like four different ones, and they were all in about $300 to $500 range. They charged with four, but I think they show that there's more than that. Because each time that someone uses that credit card, that's a felony offense.